most of you, many of you, can probably just quote this. But let's look at the 23rd Psalm. And I usually try to use a title when I preach, and I really struggled today, it seemed like, with how to title the message. And I think I would like to use a title of a song today, and that title being, My God is Real. My God is Real. Look at Psalm 23. Psalmist said, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so that's my reading today, those six verses from the 23rd Psalm. And, you know, there are many people who like to read. There are people that read all different sorts of writings. I have heard from people, heard of people, seen statements made by people that say they read the Bible and look at it as just a great piece of literary work. They read the Bible read the poetry and different things that they find in the scriptures. But, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, that God's word is alive. If you read that verse in the King James Bible, it says, For the word of God is quick. And that means that it's alive. It's not just a book of poetry. It is a book of history, but it's not just a book of secular history like many books are. This book, the Holy Scriptures, tell us the history of the work of redemption. And so I wonder how many times that these verses that I've read here and you read along with me today, how many times that this psalm has been read. I've made mention of this before, that it seems to be common to find this printed on a eulogy card when you go to someone's funeral service or visitation. You'll pick up that little card, and oftentimes you'll find the 23rd Psalm included in that little eulogy card. There have been songs that have been written. There are songs in some of the songbooks that we have that have been written based upon the 23rd Psalm. But I'm going to tell you, and I believe that it's a beautiful writing. I believe that David, of course, he was writing under inspiration like all the holy men were that wrote the scriptures. But I believe that he was a very gifted writer as well. He seemed to be able, when you read many of the Psalms, David seemed to have a beautiful gift of being able to pin down wonderful things about God. Of course, God has never in any written form, the greatness of God has never been nearly fully described. But what I really love about the psalm, this psalm, and others, and other things written in God's Word as well, is that these things come alive to me. I can relate to what he was writing here, and I want to ask you to think about it today in that way. And I want to say this, that if you cannot honestly say in your heart, if you cannot say with great assurance and with knowledge that the Lord is your shepherd, then you are really missing something. And the psalmist that wrote this, we know from what we read about him there in the book of 1 Samuel, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, when David came there to the battle, when Israel was in war, was in a battle with the Philistines, and the great giant had come out and challenged them. The great Philistine giant Goliath had come out and issued a challenge to the army of Israel to for them to send a warrior out to do battle with him. We know in reading about the account of that, we know that David was a shepherd. He was a keeper of sheep. He kept his father's sheep, and he, talking to King Saul about that, he related some of his experiences as a shepherd. And I've wondered, I've wondered when David wrote this psalm, if he was sitting there or wherever he was at, if he was, when he was writing this, if he was thinking about his experiences as a shepherd and the things that he did in watching over his father's sheep and trying to take care of them. And then this thought came upon him that the Lord is his shepherd. And, you know, it's great to me, it's great consolation to know that as God's people, that we're not left alone in this world. We live in a world where there is constant danger. There are things around us all the time where we need help. And I'm thankful that we have a great shepherd watching over us. I'm thankful for the promise that God gave to us as his people, that he would never leave us, that he would never forsake us. And I would ask you today to think about the times in your life. And I know that all of us, you know, from time to time, we could pick this up and we could just read this psalm. But I want you to think about the times in your life where you have been going through things and the Lord has come on the scene and he has helped you in a way that you could say, the Lord is my shepherd. You know, what a shepherd does is, and I guess that all I can relate is what I have read about someone. I mean, I've never had sheep. I've never been actually been a shepherd, but I do know this, that two of the main things that they have to do is they have to provide for and they have to protect the sheep. And, you know, the Lord does that. The Lord, as our shepherd, he does that. He provides for us, the psalmist here said, with great confidence and very matter-of-factly, he said, the Lord is my shepherd to the extent that I shall not want. The Bible tells us that God can supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Isn't it good to know that we have a God that watches over us and that he is able to provide us with whatever we need, whatever situation that we find ourselves in, there's nothing that ever comes against us in life that God is not able to handle. There's no need that we ever have where He is not able to supply that need. He can supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. And so in that way, the Lord is our shepherd. He is the shepherd of all shepherds. He is the great shepherd of the sheep. In the 10th chapter of John, Jesus is speaking about Himself as the good shepherd. And He said, the good shepherd gives His life for the sheep. And Jesus came here into this world and He gave His life. He laid down His life. He freely gave up His life in order for us to be able to be saved. And so with all that He has done, we can believe that when the Lord hears our prayer, when we call upon Him for the salvation of our soul, and God hears our prayer, and He saves us, and He takes us in, He adopts us as one of His own children, that He's going to take care of us, and He's going to protect us, and He's going to provide for us the things that we stand in need of. And so there again, if you have not had that experience, and if you cannot say truly in your heart that the Lord is your shepherd, then you are really, you really have a void in your life. Let me just put it that way. If you can't say that, there is really something missing in your life. And you need to seek the Lord, and you need to seek Him until you find Him, and you need to seek Him until you can say with all confidence of heart that the Lord is your shepherd. You know, Jesus has done, and He continues to do things for me, and I know the same is true for you. He continues to do things for us that nobody else can do. I mean, He, you know, when we found ourselves lost and without the Lord, He was the only hope that we had, wasn't He? He was the only one that we could go to. There was nobody else that could help us with that. There was nobody else that could bring us out of that dilemma. Only the Lord was able to do that. And so there are many times when we go through life that we come against situations and we come up against obstacles, that the only deliverance there is what we can find in the Lord. He's the only one that's able to help us. God is the only one. You know, I realize that when families have lost loved ones, I realize that as much as we try to speak words of kindness and as much as we may try to show our love, I know that God can comfort them far above what we are able to do. The Bible tells us that He is the God of all comfort. You see, when the Lord is your shepherd, you don't have to want because He can provide everything that you need. God has grace sufficient for us in every trial that we face in life. Have you ever thought about something? Have you ever seen something that happened to someone else? Maybe another family or someone that you're well acquainted with, and something happens in their life. They experience a great calamity. They experience great tragedy. And you think about that and you think, I just don't think that I could ever take that. I don't think that there's any way that I could ever handle that. But listen, the only way that any of us makes it through those things is when we lean on God and when we look to our shepherd and when He grants us the grace. I've thought about a lot of times when I've read the pages of those who died in serving the Lord, those who were martyred, and gave their lives for his cause. I've read about a lot of times the horrible ways that they were put to death. And I've thought, you know, would I be able to go through something like that? Would I be able to withstand something like that? And then I realized that the only way that they ever did it was by the help of the Lord. The Lord was with them, and his grace was sufficient for them, and his grace is sufficient for us in everything that we face in life. When the psalmist here spoke about the great, you know, this is a psalm of great peace, just great peace. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside those still waters. He restores my soul. You know, when your soul becomes troubled, when whatever it is that's causing that, whenever your soul becomes greatly disturbed and in trouble, and we read about that in the scriptures. We read about times where somebody, even Jesus, made the statement that his soul was troubled. And we have that. We experience that from time to time where something troubles our soul and we're just at unrest and we're just uneasy. And the Lord is able to come by with such great peace that he can just restore the calmness of our soul, and he can take us again, and he can lead us again, and he can make us to lie down in green pastures and lead us beside those still, calm waters and restore our soul and give us rest and give us peace. You know, this is a psalm about life. I know, as I said, I know a lot of times that we see this and we hear this and we read this in connection with someone who has passed away. But this is a psalm about life. You know, I'm glad that when the Lord saved me, that he took up his abode with me. I'm thankful that when he saved me, that he came into my heart, and that he has been with me ever since. You know, when God saved us, he didn't just hear our prayer and answer our prayer and save us and say, well, there you go, it's taken care of, I'll see you someday in heaven. That's not what God does. He takes up his abode with us, and he becomes real in our lives. He becomes the motivating force of our lives, and he becomes our shepherd. And he does, as we read, or as we hear rather, in the song that was written in the garden, he walks with us, he talks with us, he communicates with us, he tells us that we're one of his own. Listen, the God that I serve is real in my life. He's a real force in my life. He's the one that I look to for strength. He's the one that I look to for guidance. He's the one that I look to for grace. He's the one that I look to for him to comfort me and to sustain me when the times are troubled and it's too difficult for me to make it by myself. I can go to the one that is my shepherd, and I can cry out to him, and he can supply everything that I need. Amen. God is able to do all those things. I want to thank the Lord today for the service we had here Wednesday night. I want to thank the Lord for our prayer meeting this past Wednesday night, for the presence of his Holy Spirit. God reminded us as we assembled here, a few of us, Wednesday evening, God reminded us that he's with us and that he's real. You know, we can listen, this great book that we have, this Holy Bible, the scriptures that we have, tell us many things about God. You can read much in this about the attributes of God. But listen, these writings that we have, they're not big enough to contain the Lord. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Just like, I guess what I'm trying to say is God lives outside of the book. He lives in our lives from day to day. He manifests His presence in our lives and makes us know. I'm glad for what I read in His holy word, but I'm also glad for what I experience from the presence of His Holy Spirit and knowing that He is real and knowing that He's with us. Solomon, when he was going to build the temple, he realized this about God. He said, "The heavens of heaven, the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, let alone this house that I build." And so the Lord is my shepherd. I've said this before. There are many people in the world that I love, that I have loved, that I've had great deal of respect for, but there's only one that's my shepherd. There's only one that I worship, and that's the one that saved me from my sins. And He becomes a friend. He becomes our friend. The Lord saves us, and He says, "I'm with you. I'm with you from day to day. I'm with you in your walk from day to day." Let me tell you this. Let me say this to all of us, as God's people. We don't need to be going anywhere. We don't need to be doing anything that we wouldn't involve the Lord in, because He's with us from day to day. Listen, I'll say this. I heard this one time that a mother told her children. She told them this. Her children had been saved, and she told them this, and I thought it was pretty good instruction. She said, "Don't you children ever go in any place where you wouldn't take Jesus in with you, because He is with us from day to day. He is real, and He's watching over us, and He's with us in our steps and in the course of our life from day to day. We have a great shepherd. We have a great shepherd. Does He come to you and talk to you and walk with you? Sure He does. Sure He does. He does that with all of His children. I'll tell you what He'll do. If you get out of line, He'll chastise you too. If you get out of line, He'll correct you. And according to what the scriptures tell me, if He doesn't do that, then you don't belong to Him anyway. The Hebrew writer said that if you're without chastisement, then you're bastards and not sons. And He chastens those that He loves, and He corrects us. And listen, if you can live any way, if you have made a profession of faith, and you can live any way that you want to live, and the Lord doesn't do that, then there's something wrong. There's something wrong with what you have professed. I'm thankful for the Lordship of Jesus Christ. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." And folks, I'll tell you, you may have a different view of it, but I don't believe that's just talking about when we die. I believe we're walking through it now. We're walking right now. We're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. It may come upon us at any time. We don't know when that's going to happen, but we are walking in the land of the dying, and as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the psalmist said, "I will fear no evil." Because I'm brave, because I'm tough, No, because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And I know that there are great things that you have in store for me in the future, because I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, we have the Lord now. We have him with us now. And he's shepherding us, and he's providing for us, and he's protecting us, and he will do that. I believe it's the 48th Psalm that said, this God is our God forever and forever. He will be our guide even unto death. He will guide us while we live here in this world. He will do as the shepherd does towards his flock while we live here in this world. And then one day he'll take us home to be with him. And we have the best of both, because we have the Lord with us now, and then we will be able to be with him in the place that he's prepared for his people for all of eternity. And so while we walk through this land of trouble and this land of sorrow and through the valley of the shadow of death, we have nothing to fear, because he's with us. He's promised us that he'll never leave us, and that he will never forsake us. Have you found that to be true in your life? Have you found it to be true? If you begin, just as soon as you begin to think that you can handle it on your own, this thing called life, the curveballs that it throws us sometimes, if you, just as soon as you begin to think that you're sufficient for it, you're going to find out that you're not. There's something that's going to happen that's going to overwhelm you. There's something that's going to happen that causes you to realize that I really wasn't sufficient for this. I really don't have the power myself to make it through this. And then the Lord is there. The Lord is there. And he brings you through. And, maybe what I'm trying to say is this, that you don't understand what the psalmist was saying here without experience. Without experience. Then you know that the Lord truly is your shepherd. I believe that when David wrote this psalm, that he had experienced the Lord being his shepherd. It wasn't just an idea that came to his mind, but he had gone through things where he knew that the Lord was his shepherd. He had experienced the trials. He knew personally what he was talking about when he talked about how that the Lord would lead him beside still waters and cause him to lie down in those green pastures. Jesus said in the 10th chapter of John, he said that he talked about being the good shepherd. And he said through him that we could be saved and go in and out and find pasture. And find pasture. And so I'm thankful today that the Lord is my shepherd. If he's not your shepherd, then you're missing out. If you don't know him as your Savior, then you've got the greatest void in your life that anybody could have. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I don't know how people make it through life without the Lord. I really don't. I don't know what they do when they face these difficulties in life. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't cry out to God for His help if He didn't shepherd me. So today, if you don't know Him as your shepherd, you need to. You need to seek Him and you need to be saved. You need His deliverance and you're going to need His help as you go through life. So, Brother Strode, if you have a song.
Turn to number 101, number 101, and let's do verses 1 and 3 as we stand. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Number 263, verse 2 of 263. When your disappointments come and you feel so blue, there is someone who cares for you. When you need a friend till the end, there is someone who's a friend to you. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the skies and brush the tears from your eyes. You're His child, and He cares for you.